It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together. You know, I've been thinking about things that go around. And I have a few of them here, and put them all together. Let's take them to the kitchen. Nice. Hi. It's just a paper cup and a candle and the top of something. Kind of goes by itself around. About the candle. It rolls. Bet it would even go around. About the cup. See if it would go by itself around. Oh, nice. What's that remind you of in the neighborhood of make-believe? Reminds me of the museum go-round. Why don't we just have some museum go-round make-believe right now? Take that. Daniel's clock. Yesterday, Lady Lang was trying to get people's attention by doing all sorts of naughty things. Today, maybe she could just try making her museum go-round into a merry-go-round. How about that? And Daniel Stripe a Tiger could be looking from the top of his clock and wondering what Lady Elaine was doing. Will you make believe that with me?
I wonder what she's doing. Maybe if I go up a little higher, I could see better. Oh, it is high up here on top of my clock. Why, she has a duck, and a cat, and a giraffe, and a lion.
Daniel?
Oh, hi, Andy Mannagri.
What are you doing way up there?
I'm trying to see what Lady Elaine Fairchild is doing. She has all those animals.
Oh, I wonder what she is doing. I think I'll go over and take a look.
Could I come along?
You sure can, Daniel.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, ouch.
Oh, Andy Mannagri, did I scratch you?
Oh, not bad. You want to come along now?
I don't think so. I don't think I want to go.
Oh, well, you really didn't hurt me badly at all. Look.
Yeah, well, I'll come another day.
Okay, Daniel, as you wish. I'll see you later.
All righty, bye.
Bye.
Now, you're supposed to be a swan. And, of course, you're a black pussycat. And you're...
Oh,
and you are...
You're making a merry-go-round, Lady Elaine.
Very bright, very bright. But these animals don't look right, and it's beginning to make me mad.
Well, is this the very first merry-go-round that you ever made?
Well, yes, that's right.
Why do you expect the animals to look so perfect? I mean, I think it's just nice and good that you're doing something new and different.
Well, what do you think these animals are, anyhow?
Well, I think that one's a duck.
Otherwise known as a swan.
A swan. Well, it's closely related to a duck.
Mm-hmm. What
now
about this,
this
one?
Is Could you give me a hint on this one?
Somebody who lives in a tree with an owl.
Oh, a black cat.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
All right. And this one is a horse.
Better known as a giraffe.
Well, kind of close again, huh? Mm-hmm. I do know what this one is.
What is it?
That's a lion.
Very good. Okay. Help me put this one up.
Oh, this one is a duck.
Oh, no, it's not. It is a rabbit.
A rabbit, mm-hmm. Of course. A bunny rabbit.
Okay, you choose a place for the bunny rabbit and all put right. It up while I go and get the super deluxe royal carriage I've got for King Friday.
Okay, right? Lady Elaine. Let's see. We'll put it over here by the swan. Right there. I like the bunny rabbit, the way he runs around the track. Swan, I like the black cat too. I like this merry-go-round.
Can you give me a hand?
Oh, sure, Lady Elaine. Oh.
It's an armful here.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh.
Ooh.
Got it?
There it is. How do you like it?
Oh. That really is a royal-looking carriage, Lady Elaine.
You wouldn't kid me, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And I think that King Friday's really going to enjoy riding in this.
Well, will you help me put it up for him?
Okay.
How about...
Let's find a place for it. How about
right
over here?
That's good.
Right there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Do what you can in this life. How are you coming? Pretty good there?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You're a handy man, I'll tell you. You're always prepared for whatever comes along. Wait till Friday sits in this chariot and goes around my museum.
There. I think that looks pretty good.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you something. It's easier to make fake gold than a real merry-go-round.
Well, what do you mean, Lady Elaine?
Well, all I had to do that time was paint a rock, and I got Friday just eating out of my hand.
Oh, for about 30 seconds, and then he really got mad at you.
Well, that's true, too. Oh, live and learn. Okay, let's make it go around.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know, it does look sort of like a merry-go-round, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Not as awful as I thought.
Well, I think it looks beautiful. Would you like me to go tell the rest of the people?
Oh, no. We'll just call Friday. He got royally gypped yesterday. He's going to get a royal treat today.
Okay. Listen, do you have an extension can somewhere
around?
Oh,
yes. Just a minute.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. You better talk to them.
Okay. Hello, Polificate. Oh, stop that silly jabbering and let me talk to Friday. There he is. Friday, can you come over here? I'm at the museum and I have a surprise for you. No, I'm not trying to trick you. Okay, see you soon. He's coming.
Well, is he coming over?
You bet he is.
Oh, terrific.
Can hardly wait. Now, I think I should get some music. I have a record player down in here. Okay. Suppose we have some ba-ba music. You know that.
Oh, I think that would be perfect. That's what you need.
Okay, I'll get it ready. You'll hear it when it's ready.
All right. Lady Elaine has everything. Record player and everything. I didn't even know she had that. All right, how are you coming, Lady Elaine?
Listen to this, sports fans.
Okay. Really sounds and looks like a merry-go-round now.
It's great, isn't it?
It just is.
Boy, that really makes it.
It really does.
Do 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 do.
Oh,
King Friday.
Well, fair child, I hope you know that two hoaxes in 2 days would be very poor.
But look here, Friday. I made a museum merry-go-round, sort of.
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, you did. A merry-go-round, and you made it.
Yes, she did, King Friday.
And this right here is your own private museum merry-go-round car.
Why, Fairchild, it's splendid. Why, there's even room for Sarah and Tuesday in there.
Why don't you get in it?
Well, I just admired. Do you think I should, handyman?
I think you should, sir.
Is it sturdy?
Oh, it's quite sturdy, King Friday. Quite sturdy.
Yeah, just get in this way.
Yeah, we'll help you. We'll...
Yeah, very well. I will. You're around this way, you say?
How are you, King Friday?
Well, it's comfortable. Uh-huh. Rather comfortable here, I should say.
Okay.
Just look straight ahead and enjoy the ride, King Friday.
Very well. So I will. It's lovely.
He likes it, doesn't
I think he does like it.
Well, this really is quite decent, yes.
King Friday,
nice.
How are you?
Oh, there you go. There he goes.
Very nice, yes, very.
Oh, he likes it.
Oh, he's having a good
time. Here we go, around again, around and around.
Oh. Have you ever ridden on a merry-go-round? Some people like them, and some people don't. I think King Friday liked that one. I have a film about a merry-go-round. It's a pretend kind of a film. I'd like you to see it. It's so pretend that some of the animals and the people on the merry-go-round just go off the merry-go-round, go all over the place. So you know that's pretend. Yes. And there's a picture of me in it. Somewhere. See if you can find that place with the picture of me, okay? Did you see the picture of me riding in that airplane? You know, the woman who drew the pictures for that film certainly has a wonderful imagination. Yeah, you could draw pictures like that, or your own special kinds of pictures. There's another woman in our neighborhood by the name of Elsie Neal who has a craft place, and she uses her imagination with all kinds of things. I'd like you to know Elsie Neal. So let's go over to her craft place now. All right? Come along to Elsie Neal's place. Elsie.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good, thanks. You know my friend.
Hi,
Mrs.
how are you?
Neil. What are you working on?
Oh, I'm working on some weeds. I found a branch this morning, and I'm trying to make a mobile out of it, and I thought these weeds would be interesting to hang on it. Mm-hmm. Would you like to help me?
Sure.
Here, I have some that are already made. You can start with these. Whoops.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that's one of the varieties that we have around. This is Queen Anne's Lace.
This is milkweed, isn't it?
Yes, that's milkweed.
Where do you hang them?
We're hanging them on this branch that I found. You can find an interesting place on there to hang it.
This thing fairly dances. Maybe put this one clear up here. Like that? Yeah, put that one there.
Oh, that's fine.
This one down here.
That one on the end.
Where, here?
That's a good spot.
Would somebody buy this?
I hope so.
Just to hang in a big hall or something, huh?
Yes.
Maybe in a school.
Would be great in a school.
Yeah, that's pretty. Do you have anything else that's new?
Oh, yes. You should see the beautiful pot my favorite potter brought in this morning.
Isn't that handsome?
Yes. It's
Look how it reflects the lights. Nice
it turned
colors.
Out very well.
Mm-hmm. You do pottery, don't you?
Yes, in fact, I've been working on some pots this morning. I started this. Now, this is a potter's wheel.
Oh, that's wet.
Yes.
Clay, isn't it?
Yes. Feels cold.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see a demonstration?
Sure.
Well, we can fix it. That's one of the pleasures of clay. You can always patch it. Let's get these sides going up again and start it all over. Now with your hands a little bit, Miss Robin. Hold it on the outside.
Out here? I don't have a wheel like that. I wish I did. But can you make pots without such a thing?
Oh, certainly you can. I was working on a slab pot earlier today. Thank you. And if you just step back a little bit, I'll show you how it's made.
Fine. Slab pot, you say?
Yes. This is made by rolling the clay out. As you see, I had gotten so far on it.
Is it rolling thin?
Right. And we're going to use this cutting tool to cut out the slabs for the sides. We can take some of this clay and make the base. Let's build it right here.
Okay.
Move this over and give you some clay.
Have you always been interested in clay?
Oh, yes, ever since I was a little girl. Yes, you can. Now, you can help me by building these walls. I think this just might go all the way around. Mm. You can make it stand up. One of the beautiful parts of working with clay is that you can patch up your mistakes. And I think we have one little place.
There's a hole there. Would you like to do something with it? It's just like a door.
A little bit.
Very nice.
You can build that. And we're also going to roll some coils as another decoration.
Could I have one of these here?
Yes.
Just thinking this. This could be something like a house or a garage. Have a car go right in like that and close the door.
That's very clever. You see, you have to have a certain consistency for the clay to stand straight up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take this and make some quick slabs by rolling. You take this one,
I'll give you
some more room. You can roll it right down on this board. Take the palms of your hands and press it down and roll it that way.
Okay. We have two built-in rolling pins, don't we?
That's right. Now you can build it up.
Now where do you put
this? I'll make more slabs.
Oh, there, I see.
Yes. Make you some more coils, too.
Hey, that's going to be a nice pot.
You can also build it up with some more slabs.
I need this much more coil.
Here it comes.
Thank you.
You can even patch up your little sections of coil or slab. How does it look?
Great. One little bit more here.
Oh, my. Isn't that interesting? If you want to, you can pinch it a little bit in here to make another design.
Well, that'll feel good. Hey.
Is it straight?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, it's really not like that pot you showed me, because it...
No, it isn't. What you'd have to do is wait for it to dry.
Oh, and
as it dries, it'll stiffen up. Then you take your glazes, which are really paints, and you paint your glazes on and fire it in a very hot oven.
I see.
And that's what gives you the beautiful colors in the pot that you just saw.
Maybe we could do that another time.
Certainly you can. But we'll keep this one here.
All right.
And you can come back another time and we'll finish working on
it. Thanks very much, Elsie.
Well, thank you.
I really like coming to your place.
See you soon. Pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I like to go there. There's so many things that she can teach all of us. Wonder what she might make out of these three things. Something fine, I'm sure. There you are, fish. See you tomorrow, fish. Around and around we go. And I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or three. One, two, three. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for thee. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I'd like to visit with you. I like children. I like people. Yeah. You're a human being and I like to be with you. And you're the only person who's exactly the way you are. And I like you exactly the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.